This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No choice about this. We have to start profiling. We're looking at people, and everybody's supposed to be treated equally. Well, it doesn't work that way. It's radical Islamic terrorism.
There are now reports of a suspect in custody, but we must remain vigilant. This is a fast-moving situation and a sobering reminder that we need steady leadership in a dangerous world.
All right, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, the two candidates who will square off in the first presidential debate next week, have thoughts on the suspect linked to the bombings over the weekend in New Jersey and in New York. The suspect was shot and taken in the morning in Linden, New Jersey. He was found in a doorway of a bar. The bar owner saw him. His mug was being plastered all over the place. Called the cops, and then the rest is history. Ahmed Khan Rahimi, 28, a U.S. citizen born in Afghanistan. What is his deal? They have him on video, and he's got a backpack with him. They found his fingerprint by the scene in Chelsea, where 29 people actually were injured, but nobody was killed, and the injuries aren't severe. And the bomb blast in Seaside Park, New Jersey, was part of a charity race route, so they canceled the race. His arrest also came after police issued a cell phone alert to millions of people in New York and New Jersey, warning of Rahimi and identifying him. So, bravo. And away we go here on America Tonight with me, KD, on the campaign trail. The conversation is absolutely turning toward, and not that it wasn't, but even more will turn toward terrorism, lone wolves, visas, who's coming in and who's going out, and homegrown terror. He had a Pakistani wife. He was going to Afghanistan and Pakistan. He was coming back and forth. You can bet that they're tracing everything and anything related to his trips, related to what that narrative is, to what it is. The narrative along the campaign trail is Donald Trump has jumped ahead in some of the polls, for what it's worth. You know, it's kind of a dead heat, I think, if you compare all the polls. But the Ohio poll, which is a Bloomberg poll, is pretty huge. It shows that he now leads Hillary Clinton by 5 points, Donald Trump, and that's a big leap. Now, polls can switch and change and go either way, but that coin flip prediction is looking bigger and bigger. In fact, I got a note here from Hal earlier in the day, and he said, "You got your coin ready? I think you were dead on, Miss Delaney." And again, you have to be a genius to see that. You knew it, because one week the poll would go one way, and then a different sort of poll would go in another way. That's for certain. If you want to weigh in, you can, right from the get-go, 855-323-4622. Let me say the numbers backwards now. Here's the numbers in the right order, 855-323-4622. There's also a crazy stabbing in Minneapolis at the Giant Mall in Minnesota, and the two weren't related. The stabbing suspect went in the mall, I guess, to buy an iPhone, according to people who are saying they knew him, and he decided to go on a crazy rampage. The two are not related, but he did yell Allah Akbar. So what does that mean? Does it mean, okay, well, he's another homegrown terrorist then? And his name was Dahir Aden. And people are saying, look, he was happy, joyful, all that kind of stuff. Before he went into, it was actually St. Cloud, and we have an affiliate there, St. Cloud, Minnesota, to buy a phone. And that's how that ended up. Dan in Texas, you get a turn at this first. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
I had an excellent weekend, and I used my one world way, and it was wonderful, except I don't have enough. I'm going to have to buy some, but I can't do that until the first of the month. I'm just too short of money. But what do they all have in common, these attackers?
What do they all have? Well, I know what you're going to say.
They're
Why don't you
Muslims.
Tell the world? What,
they're Muslims.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
I love you, Dave, and I appreciate the fact that we have two new affiliates. I'll be expecting my royalty check in the mail any day now. but here's the situation. We have a disease in this country, and it's called Muslims. They want to change America just like they have changed every other country they have gone into. Europe is lost. It is gone. They have taken it over. And we're the last one remaining bastion of American freedom and American independent thought left. That is us. We are the last bastion. There is nobody else. And they're trying to do it here, too. Look. Kick every one of these so-and-sos out of the country, send them back to their little sand trap, and let them kill each other over there. Don't bring any more of them over here and any of them that are here. If you follow the Muslim faith, get ready. We are coming for you. You are leaving our country one way or another, either in a body bag going back to your little desert kingdom or expelled. And if you follow the Muslim faith, goodbye. You're no longer an American citizen. You are out of the country. That's what Donald Trump needs to do. That's what I would support 100%. These people need to go.
I'll tell you what, the one thing that's obvious is these things of marrying brides that are in Pakistan or wherever and then trying to get them into the country. And we saw what happened in California in Riverside. Dan, that I think is a red flag big time.
I do too. Okay, I'm going to go right there. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Dan. I think, to me, we keep seeing this scenario. Certainly, somebody could marry somebody from the Middle East, and it's not that case. But every time you hear that, then we start to have these questions. And then, little by little, drippy details come out. I mean, of course, in California, flat out, she had a gun, that was a deal, they were both on the rampage, there's no question about that one. This one, I don't want to accuse her, not knowing that for sure, and what was the case there, but there was a hard time in getting her over, which is good. Question, question, question. See, it goes back to what I think is tricky, and what nobody will say, but are you profiling or not? No, we're a nation, we don't profile. But if every time this happens, there is a certain type of person who falls into the category, and they just do. It's like if my description was a description of the person who's robbing the bank constantly where I live, well, maybe I'm not guilty of it, but maybe they question me because I look like the bank robber. I don't know. That's why I think when it comes to airports, we need to spend more money and have ex-cops who are retired who want to do that, have them as part of the TSA, although this had nothing to do with it. This was definitely a target. See you in a few. Kate Delaney, NBC, or America Tonight, rather.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm just glad that in such a relatively short period of time, we got him as quickly as we did.
All right, that would be Andrew Cuomo. And if you think of what happened in New York, he said he was relatively, I mean, he's glad they got him in a relatively quick manner. Of course, the New York bombing investigators are searching for more suspects in the motive, and they think they got their guy. That's, you know, that's for sure. Pretty scary that Saturday, Chelsea, a very crowded area, is part of this crazy blast, a pressure cooker. Again, the crazy pressure cooker thing. And no links, apparently, to international terrorism, a lone wolf dude, but somebody who maybe was radicalized overseas. Maybe. We don't know. We just know that they're investigating that and know that there's no question they've got him on tape. They have his fingerprint. They've got some pretty solid evidence that it was this Rahimi guy who spent Monday on the cement with his hands cuffed behind his back after a scuffle with the local cops. So hours before the FBI released a photo of him in an urgent appeal for the public's help, they found, I guess, a crucial piece of evidence that linked to this 28-year-old Afghan immigrant. The planted devices is what they found. The explosive that injured 29 people Saturday night in the Chelsea neighborhood in Manhattan. that fingerprint was huge from an unexploded pressure cooker. Then the surveillance video, which showed a guy that looked exactly like him wheeling a suitcase carrying crude explosive devices to two locations. So he's been charged with 5 counts of attempted murder of a law enforcement officer after a shootout with the cops on a New Jersey street. The good news is that he wasn't just completely killed, and now they have him, so they can question him. And, of course, everybody in the neighborhood is saying, oh, he seemed nice, and but the family had had some scuffles with people, nothing to do with this, but had had some scuffles with people in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and his father was questioned and had no idea. The congressman who represents the district where Rahimi lives said the suspect was married and traveled to South Asia in the last years, and in fact, Rahimi contacted Congressman Shire's office to get a visa for his wife to enter the country because she had an expired Pakistani passport. And the consulate told her she would have to renew her passport before she could get an immigrant visa, but they found out she was 35 weeks pregnant, so they told her she had to have the baby, then renew her passport and apply for an immigrant visa for her and the baby. So she was writing letters to the United States Embassy in Pakistan, and that's, which is a routine thing. But Shires said he notified the FBI about the encounter after staffers in his office saw the announcement Monday that the feds were looking for Rahimi. They recognized the name, said the guy had contacted the office, so they were able to connect the dots there anyway. Wow. Thoughts, anyone? 855-266-5283. Here's my thoughts. Great action by the cops on Saturday and by people trying to look around, be aware, help other people. That was good. Not a surprise, but it was good that happened quickly and that the word spread of what was going on, because the area was kind of shut down and it's a busy, pretty area where a lot of tourists go. It could have been a disaster. Somebody could have been killed. A child could have been killed. But thank goodness that did not happen. You can guarantee that this will be a big part of what happens in the presidential debates, because there's going to be conversation about that. Of course there's going to be conversation about it, about national security and what do we need to do and who do we need to screen better and what aren't we doing and whatnot. And again, he was a U.S. citizen, but he was not, you know, born in the United States. He was somebody who was traveling to the Middle East and had this wife situation that I explained. And it's, you know, it's a sticky deal. The best possible news is that nobody was killed. Nobody was killed and the injuries weren't ridiculously severe. Still injuries nonetheless. I mean, I can't imagine how awful that would be as somebody who spent some time in New York and it's a beautiful night, you're walking down the city street and there's sure plenty of things you could encounter anywhere in your life, but to have that Boston bombing-like experience, and that's what I'm saying, you've got pressure cookers, or you had pressure cookers that just didn't hit their mark. They hit enough, but not enough to kill anyone. Terrible. Had to be scary to be down there. Let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
Dan's right on, and he really is. I know it's hard to stomach, but you got to understand the religion. But anyhow, I did get my one way, and the night I got it, I got something even better.
What'd you get?
I was making an American staple, mac and cheese.
Oh, and yum!
How about chocolate mac and cheese?
I love
it. It's good. Yeah, I added it to my mac and cheese at One Way World, and it was good.
Nice.
Just something to throw out there. Maybe you might want to try it. But
I like it.
I'm going to think of something else, get some more, and think, I like doing things like that. you know, it all gets mixed up anyhow downstairs.
It does, and sometimes it tastes really good. You're right.
Yeah, before it gets there. But,
yeah.
You know, Kate, the Bible, it says that wisdom is the ability to recognize and to understand the difference, such as good and bad, red and blue, hot and cold. But let's look at the difference of democratic and republic forms of government. Now, of course, I looked up in my American Heritage and Webster's and my Ballantine's Law Dictionary the definition. I ain't going to cite all that, but looking at the differences between all of them, the overall makeup would state what's popular to promoting the interest of people as it pertains to that are not snobbish, which encompasses them. Basically, you know, if it feels good or just do it, you know, as a casual statement. Now, when it comes to republic, the dictionaries pretty much stay on course with the same definition. I do prefer, which I've already told you on there about Ballantine's Law Dictionary, that, you know, redirects you to the republican form of government. Because it doesn't define republic at all. It just says the republican form of government. And that basically says a government constructed on the principle that the supreme power resides in the body of the people.
Yes.
Now that I got that, let's look at the differences between Democrat and Republican. And let me paint a picture. Because in 1776, our founders democratically declared our independence with the drafting of the Declaration of Independence. Thereafter, being fired upon first and through democratic action of the Revolutionary War, affirming that the Declaration, we soon defeated the tyranny of the British. Yet these founders, during and after all this, were debating, fighting, and arguing. Yet they were able to form a republic union and drafted such in the Articles of the Constitution of the United States with the first 10 amendments known as the Bill of Rights, which is kind of suggestive of the same thing as the Bible and the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Now, from there, many traditional events came about, as with anything good, greatness does proceed from. Now, there are and was moments of hindrances or pitfalls that lead to not so greatness, but do need to be markers so that we don't repeat history. Just as stated in another dictionary, which I suggest you ought to get, is called My Concise Dictionary of American History. A brigadier general of the Constitution or of the Continental Army had fought gallantly for the American cause, yet he began to open up with correspondence with the British due to several motives. Two main ones I recognize was his irritation at repeated slights, which...
Oh, thanks, Grim.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid.
You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, I am so pleased to welcome our next guest to the show. Because, you know, I've mentioned this, I've been taking One World Way. I've been going to the gym, and I've been doing, you know, walking the dog crazy amounts, and it just has made me feel so energetic. I work crazy hours. Every day is different. You certainly know that from this show and other things that I do in my career. And One World Way has been just amazing. It tastes awesome, and it's made a huge difference within this last month in my life. I can only imagine what it's going to be like as we continue down the road. So joining us is Stephen Heuer. He's the founder of Synergistic Nutrition. Stephen, thanks so much, of course, for hanging with us to talk about what's going on with Synergistic Nutrition. You've got a lot of great products, but I want to talk first about One World Way. Because I know One World Way, it's interesting even how you produce the protein powder. Talk about that for a second.
All right. So, you know, like you, it's like I want more energy. Everybody wants more energy, more quality of life.
Oh, yeah.
I found that the Way gave that to me about 5 years ago when I was introduced to it. It's like all of the whey protein powders I'd taken prior to that. I'm a skinny guy. I always wanted to gain weight. I took whey protein powders. They always constipated me. I always felt unhealthy and unhappy eating a whey protein powder. I take this one, and I felt energetic, cheerful, intestines work great. And from 5 years now, I've had the same feedback from hundreds of thousands of people. And basically, the Way goes through a process where technologically, the man owns multimillion-dollar facilities. He's nuclear physicist, he's a molecular biologist, and he's got a lot of these degrees in sciences, so he figured out how to take frequencies and literally restore the structure of the protein of the whey back to what nature intended it to be. So basically, when you dry liquid whey to a dry powder, the steps that it goes through to become a dry powder changes the shape of the proteins to shapes that aren't usable by the body. So when you put it back through this technological enhancement, it gets to restore the protein structure, and it puts into it a energy, much like a battery that can have either the full charge of its electron content, energy content, or be totally depleted and not be able to run your flashlight. Same thing here. There's literally energy put into it so that when you consume it, there's an energetic component your body's getting and a correct protein structure your body's getting, and the net result of those two things has been the energy that you experience. People recover quicker from workouts. They have more energy for like 5 hours at a time from just one serving. They detoxify their bodies, and that's my main thing as a practitioner of the healing arts. I was behind the eight ball with mercury poisoning for many years, and this ended up getting it all out of my system. I did many different kinds of mercury chelation and detoxing programs, natural and man-made, for several years from 1999 to 2005, and every time I did a test for my mercury levels to see where they were, you take a pill that pulls mercury out quickly through your urine, you collect your urine and you test it, my mercury levels were always very high. Then I get on the One World Way, and I've been on it for a little while, and I do my test again, and I have zero levels of mercury showing up in my body. So I figured out that this is the most significant food you can take, not only as a protein to support energy, muscle tissue repair, and all the things that people equate with whey protein as a bodybuilding supplement, but also as a way to increase glutathione and cause your body to detoxify all the heavy metals, all the chemicals, all the drugs, and reduce or get rid of your chronic inflammation that most people have.
Yeah, wow, that's it in a nutshell, exactly. And I love what you said, that what a difference it made for you, and certainly people listening to us, trust me, you have Stephen's experience, you have my experiences. I'm going to keep telling you here on the show and describe what it's meant to me, because that's what I was really lacking, energy, no question about it. Now, you have some other products, a lot of other products, of course, and before we jumped on the air, you wanted to tell me about something really exciting. Tell me about some of the oils that you're working with.
There's a man that I met recently named Andreas Wecker, who people in Germany know this man. He was a national hero because he was an Olympic gold medalist in 1996 on the high bar, and so he was a gymnast, and he was exceptional. And because of all of his gymnastics, he had injured his joints and his body to the degree that when he was out of gymnastics, he was taking aspirins and anti-inflammatory and cortisone shots and things to compensate for his chronic musculoskeletal pains and joint pains. And so he destroyed his intestinal health from doing that. He got Crohn's disease. He got a candida overgrowth in his body to the point that he was dying. He was introduced to this special seed oil that was pressed in a certain way, and he ended up basically getting his health back to the point that it wasn't fully back 100%. It was a flaxseed oil pressed, fresh pressed flaxseed oil that got his health back to the degree that he was back to being functional again, and that he had his life back for the most part. But then he's like a third generation engineer in his family in terms of his knowledge, and so he engineered a way to press seed oils in a unique way that no one's ever done, where the oil ends up being 100% zero oxidation, which is unheard of. And so he pressed his coriander seed oil and took that in conjunction with his fresh pressed flax oil, and his candida went away 100%, and his Crohn's disease healed up 100%, and he has fantastic health again. And he's introduced this now to many people, and it's just phenomenal. These seed oils that we currently take that are pressed and put into dark bottles and stored under refrigeration that you can buy in the health food store, whether it's hemp seed oil or flaxseed oil or whatever, they're all oxidized by 20 to 30% by the time you consume them. This is the first seed oil in the market that has zero oxidation, and even after 2 years at room temperature, you can test this and it can have zero oxidation, and the result of what that means to your body is phenomenal, because your cells cannot utilize oxygen without having the omega-3, omega-6 in the cell wall to attract oxygen and to absorb it. So, you know, you talk about fatigue and you talk about cancer, which is, cancer is a situation where people have cells that aren't breathing. They aren't using oxygen because the cell is either damaged or doesn't have the fatty acids in the cell wall that enable it to absorb oxygen. So it turns into a cell that can make energy in the absence of oxygen, and that's a tumor cell. So the high incidence of cancer, the high incidence of viral and fungal conditions going on in our culture today, this is the missing ingredient. This is the missing piece, is unoxidized seed oils that have omega-3 and omega-6 that your cells can put into their membranes so that they can start to absorb oxygen again like they're designed to, and you start creating energy properly, you start reducing your acid production, you correct your pH, instead of being chronically acidic, you start to become alkaline. I mean, the results are phenomenal. I mean, I've been on these heat oils only a short time, and I'm telling you, I can pick up my barbells, my 25-pound barbells, and normally I'd have to swing my body, get some momentum, get other mobilize other muscle groups to just, you know, do some curls. I can do these now total straight, no swinging or mobilizing other muscle groups, just with the total strength of my bicep, just a calm, controlled curl that's just like a phenomenal increase in strength, including wanting to do push-ups and stuff. I'm 55. I haven't wanted to do this kind of stuff in probably 5 years. So this is like an amazing seed oil that's going to rewrite nutritional science, because the fats are the missing piece to utilizing oxygen, and everything on the market right now is oxidized. So these Andreas Wecker seed oils that we're carrying, we're going to call them sacred seed oils. They're phenomenal. And the black cumin seed oil, in and of itself, people have like seen cancer go away consuming this stuff. Not this one, but other brands. They've seen, you can lose fat like crazy on black cumin seed oil. People have lost, it just melts your body fat off you. And then you got coriander seed oil, which apparently is very good as an antifungal to get rid of candida. So yeah, you've got some amazing things in these seed oils that people have never really been able to experience in the nutrition field.
Yeah, boy, and people are really struggle with all of the issues that you just mentioned, obviously. It's not just even about weight. It's crazy what's happened with health and in trying to get ourselves in a better position. Even people, and you know this, Stephen, who work out, supposedly eat right, we're just not getting what we need out of our foods, are we?
We're not only not getting what we need, but there's cumulative injuries that have happened prior to that from just unhealthy eating habits that we didn't know about earlier in our lives, whether that was too much sugar or whether that was cooked vegetable oils or, you know, and then you get your colds and flus and you take a round of antibiotics and that damages your mitochondria in your body and you get all these other things that are like cumulatively creating a terrain and a situation where your body is not utilizing oxygen, making energy efficiently, so you end up, even on an ideal diet, well, what people consider an ideal diet, clean and organic and stuff, they still don't thrive. And so this is my job as a naturopath, is to bring in the nutraceuticals, the technologies, and the various things that I've learned over the years to put back into your life the ingredients so that you can get back radiant health, because it is possible. I suffered with chronic fatigue syndrome for many years and adrenal exhaustion and all kinds of stuff, and when I do live my life, man, I'm happy to be alive again.
So, and you said it. You said you're 55, but you don't feel like 55 now, right?
No. Gosh, I just took a long bike ride yesterday. I can jog. I can do push-ups and, you know, things like that, and it's just like, if I don't eat right, I don't experience that. But if I eat right and I take my supplements, I feel really good again, and I'm happy to be alive. And, you know, it does take a little bit of knowledge, and, you know, a lot of people try and figure it out themselves, but, you know, they don't do it for profession, so they end up trial and error, and you can take many years just trying to figure it out and not get there, because there's not everything you need to know is commonly known. It's just not common knowledge yet.
Yeah, I agree with you, and that's why you're helping us with that curve for sure. You can go check out everything that that Synergistic Nutrition has to offer, including what, you know, we've talked about today. Obviously, go to www.sgn80.com. Everyone knows that, obviously, but I say it anyway. sgn80.com. Stephen, thanks. I look forward to our next conversation.
I do too. Thank you too. Have a beautiful day, Kate.
You too. Thanks. All right, so everything that Stephen just said there, I'm echoing what I'm obviously seeing with the One World Way stuff, especially the energy, because that's where I fall down because of the crazy hours. Even if I'm eating well, and I am, the exercise and getting more out of that exercise is what I needed to jump, and that's what I've found so far. And I obviously there's so much more that I'm going to do as I move along here, but what that has done for me, especially kickstarting me, is absolutely incredible. I haven't had that in anything, and I've done the gym deal on and off for my whole life. I've been totally committed to it now, but I still wouldn't walk out, and I'd still feel tired, like where I just wanted to put a dent in the couch because I would be exhausted, you know what I mean? So it's really, really worked for me. Check it out, definitely. And coming up here on the show in the next couple of weeks, we're going to give away, you know, free packets of it so that you can try it and get that sensation that I'm getting as well. All right, stay with us. More to come next.
Meal for two. When I wake up at noon. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You know that we've got the NFL coming up around the bend here, training camps. Pretty soon the roster cuts are happening. I know so many of you can't help yourself, but you're fantasy fans, and you want to know what's going on with players. So it's very interesting. We've got a special guest with us, David Cook. He's a sports psychologist. He's researched peak performance with athletes for over 25 years. He's worked with some of the biggest athletes, names that you know, in sports really across the board, including one of my all-time favorites, David Robinson, the Admiral. I mean, Hall of Famer, NBA. How many times was I courtside watching this guy? He's one of my favorite all-time players, and he certainly worked with a lot of golfers as well on the PGA Tour. What does it take mentally to stay on track, be there, and ultimately win the prize, you know, win those coveted trophies that we talk about, like in the NFL, the Lombardi Trophy, all year long? Plus, he changed my golf game, darn it, because he told me when we met, we briefly met once, see it, feel it, trust it. And I live by that, not just when I'm on the course, but other things I do as well. And he's written a plethora of books, too, including The Psychology of Tournament Golf. I read that like in, boom, I think I read it in like an hour and a half. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate, for having me.
How many people come up to you and say, see it, feel it, trust it?
A lot of people do. I played in the Kansas Amateur once and was moving right along and playing pretty well. And this, you know, you always step up on the first tee and you show your ball to the official. And he stepped up and said, "Here's my ball. It's a Titleist one. I have an SFT on it." And he turns and looks at me and says, "I've seen the seminar." And then he walks over and tees off. Very cocky. It was just funny.
I like that, SFT. All right, so I mentioned David Robinson. You know, it was, what, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, that we crowned another NBA champion, and that was LeBron James with the Cleveland Cavaliers, obviously. But Robinson was on some of those incredible Spurs teams, and I know even recently you worked with the Spurs. How important is the mental advantage to become a peak performer, the psychology of sports, really?
You know, I love what I do because of the question you ask. And everybody that's ever performed in business, sport, life, whatever, we know this. Potential in the end just isn't enough. Talent isn't the defining factor always on game day. It comes down to the ability to get your talent to come out on game day. And so, you know, the biggest single variable in all that is mental toughness. You know, we throw that word around, but when you really study mental toughness, it's really the ability to get your best to come out when it means the most. And I don't think enough people think about that, strategize about that, and work towards that. But those that do, they rise to the top, and we see extraordinary performances like we did at the Olympics. You know, these young people that were able to do that, so amazing.
Give us a little lesson here, something that the listeners can steal away. How do you get your ability to rise when you need it to rise? Like you said, mental toughness. You're absolutely right, David. People say that all the time. Oh, you got to be mentally tough. You got to be mentally there. But I think you're 100% right. People really don't know how to do that, actually.
You know, I think the first thing is, I use this illustration. Tell me what you want to do in life. You know, what's your big trophy? And people can describe that. They can see the trophy they want to hold. They've got that goal in their mind. Then I take them to this next picture. I say, okay, tell me what it looks like about 20 minutes before the trophy celebration. And that gets their attention because it is not a nice, calm, easy-going place. It's always a cauldron full of pressure and interference. And I want athletes and people to understand, if you want to hold a trophy someday, if you want to be the greatest or the best or reach your goal, you're going to have to go through what we call the 10, 20 minutes before the trophy celebration. And the only way to do that is to be ready for it. You know, so the first thing we talk about is embracing the pressure instead of running from it. And that means every day you look for places and choices in your life where you can feel the heat, feel the pressure, so you get used to it. The other thing is know your response ahead of time. Think about all the things that are going to happen during that time or that happen in competition. Let's create a response ahead of time instead of trying to do it when all the emotion is happening. And then I think the third thing would be, before you go in there, are you going to paint a masterpiece or are you going to paint a disaster with your brain as you think about the performance ahead of you? And those people that create, you know, a masterpiece, a picture of success and seeing exactly what they want to do rather than what they don't want to have happen, they create a totally different physiology, they create a different psychology, and they're able to go with the word I think is key in all this, and that's the word freedom. When we're free, our bodies work best. And the only way to be free is to be confident, and confidence comes from the thoughts that you create, the thoughts you think.
Oh, I love that. So you really have to think about all of those things ahead of time, painting that masterpiece. I love the embracing pressure. Know what your response is going to be. You and I have something in common. We both speak. We both have spoken for a living. And they say public speaking is one of the things people fear the most. They fear public speaking more than death, which is unbelievable. And I think that applies to speaking, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. Here's a little illustration. I don't know, many, many years ago, a girl named Sarah Hughes was a figure skater. She was about 16 years old and wasn't expected to win, you know, anything at the Olympics. It was Michelle Kwan's year. But she went out and won it, and it was amazing what she did against the best in the world that day that no one really heard much about her. And she wins the deal, and they interviewed her afterward, and they said, you know, what were you thinking today? Obviously, Michelle was probably thinking, this is my last Olympics. This is my last chance for gold, and that's a lot of pressure. Don't make a mistake. And Sarah's answer was just beautiful, amazing. It's actually changed my life. And it was this. I always dreamed that someday I would have a chance to dance for the world. And that's what I got to do today. Wow. That's really different from, I hope I don't screw up today, versus I get a chance to do what I do well in front of people and make them happy. I have a daughter that's doing this right now. She's an ice dancer working towards the Olympics, and every chance they get is, hey, just go dance for the world, girl. And when you're a speaker, it's the same thing. If you're out there trying to compete for the audience, attention or, you know, like me or whatever, that's different than going out and just saying, hey, I've got a message. I love these people. I want to give them something that's going to help them and change their life. When you look at it as I'm here to encourage people rather than get attention, it really changes everything. And that, you know, that's what I do with people that are scared to speak. Hey, just go love on those people. Go share some. There's something in you that you want to give. Go give away. And that works.
Yeah, it's about the audience, really. You're absolutely right, 100%. And so many people go into it probably not thinking that and thinking what you just said, just like athletes, worried about everything else, but, hey, this is what I do. This is my passion. Boom, just give it to everyone. And, you know, I mentioned this again in working with the Spurs. Was that one of the things that you worked on with David Robinson?
Yes, he was just an amazing man, an amazing human being, you know. He was the MVP, but during that year, he got beat up pretty bad in the playoffs. I think the year before was Olajuwon, and then Malone, I think, was the next one that came along early in his career. And, you know, so he played really well in those first 82 games. But in that, in the end, it was like, wow, what happened? And so, again, with him, we just talked about what you've done those other 82 games. You know, and all the pressure had built up. It's just, be yourself. Go out there and play basketball for the audience and do the things you know you can do without worrying about winning and losing. Just give it what you have and then, you know, embrace the pressure. Know your response ahead of time. We talked about all those kind of things. And, you know, create a picture before you go out there. And we would always create maybe two or three things for him to focus on. He's a, you know, big thinker instead of a minutia thinker. Just think big, you know. Popovich, you say, hey, 5-0, just be big. Play big. And David was tall and slender and really strong, but when he would spread out a little bit, that's playing big for him, and that made everything work for him. So you give them words or word pictures that they can latch onto, and then you do the other things ahead of time.
Yeah, I like that, word pictures. So Coach Pop, he's one of the best all-time coaches, I think, in NBA history. I think he's going to go down as definitely in the top five. You could argue that it would be him and Phil Jackson almost together on the same plane. So obviously you dealt with him as well. What's he like?
He's serious. you know what made him great? Besides Tim Duncan, what made him great was that he's a process guy, and he got his team to believe in the process. And no matter where it was in the game, what 20 seconds ago or 2 minutes ago or the beginning of the game, he talked about the process. You do the process. I'll grade you on the process. And then in the end, wins and losses take care of themselves. You know, so they were 6 points down with a couple to go, and they're and maybe it was 2004, 1999. I can't remember which one of those it was, but they were down with a couple minutes to go. What do you tell your team? And he continued to focus on the process. They ended up winning by six. And so he put the pressure back on the other team. You know, the other team, they got all these thoughts. You know, this will be their world championship to lose and all that. What we're going to do is we'll continue our process because the process works. And they pulled it out and won the deal. So, yeah, I got to spend 8 years with them. That was quite an experience to see them go from worst to first.
Yeah, I love it. That's a testament to what you do for sure. All right, David Cook, see it, feel it, trust it. I love it. We'll talk to you again soon here on America Tonight.
All right, Kate, you're great. Keep it up.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.